the girl who wanted to wash you away. Look for the ones who wanted to make you feel better. Hold out the hands that stopped you from starting again. Start, the smallest cry is forgiven. Warm and dry, strong to try, the suffered soul beginner. The roses die, pressed and dried, a gift no longer given. It takes so long to face the strong. It takes so long. Push aside, forgiver. Days with smiles are safe inside. The young one finds a river. The sun outside will keep its shine. The warmth will find the winner. The days feel long and sometimes wrong. Deliver the chance to dream, be the winning team, and then the dream becomes the mirror. We'll be right back.
so strong. The days move on, and hope inside won't wither. All that I can find, I'm blind in stone.
Called Tin Spirits from the 2012 album called Wired to Earth, and that's an Esoteric Recordings release, and the song is called Broken. And up next, we've got a Pink Floyd tribute album called Pigs and Pyramids, and this is a version of Any Color You Like with Robin Ford on guitar, Tony Franklin on bass, and Ansley Dunbar on drums.
We'll be right back. This is one thing that I was going to wait a while before we talked about, but maybe we'll talk about it now so you can think about it, because we all have to make some kind of plans for ourselves. It's a free concert from now on.
She sends me with her regards. Oh, borrow my shine vacancy. To see her, you gotta look hard. Wounded deep in battle, I stand stuffed like some soldier undaunted. To her Cheshire smile, I'll stand on file. She's all I ever wanted. You let your blue walls get in the way of these facts, honey. Get your carpetbaggers off my back. Go give me time to cover my tracks. She said, here's your mirror and your ball and jacks, but they're not what I came for. Oh, I came for so much more. And I know. Fall to me now, while you've got the strength to speak. 'Cause they're waiting for you at Bellevue with their oxygen masks. But I could give it all to you now, if only you could ask. Don't call for your surgeon, even he says it's late. It's not your lungs this time, but your heart holds your fate. Don't give me my money back, don't want it anymore. It's not that nursery mouth I came back for. It's not the way it's stretched out on the floor. I've broken all your windows and I ran through all your doors. And who am I to ask you to fight my wars? And you should know that's true. You should know that too. Your heart holds your fate. Don't give me my money back, don't want it anymore. It's not that nursery mouth I gave back for. It's not the way you stretched out on the floor. I've broken all your windows and I've ran through all your doors. Who am I to ask you to fight my wars? You should know that's true. You should know that too. I came for you.
Watcher of the Skies?
Well, the genesis of that particular tune is one that harps back to the time where I was a huge King Crimson fan, having seen them extensively before they even recorded their first album. I was lucky enough to see the stuff in the making and realized what a powerful force they were, and it was my first introduction to the mellotron, besides the stuff that I latterly picked up on that the Beatles had done, of course, with Mel, and Mel strings in particular. So I kept hammering on about this in my first year of, first few months, really, with Genesis, and I said, look, I'm not going to be happy until I play with the mellotron. And they said, oh, well, we recorded with one, but we haven't actually used one live. We don't own one. And then, of course, the feelers went out, and King Crimson had three of these massive beasts, and they wanted to sell one of them. So they obviously needed the cash, so Tony Banks and I went down to meet Robert Fripp when they were rehearsing in a cafe beneath the bowels of the earth in an area of London called Fulham. And so Tony was trying out the mellotron, and straight away he started mixing the strings and brass together, because you could. And on the left-hand manual, you could provide a bass to that. And straight away he was using, as far as I remember, I think it's English accordion, I believe it's called, and that's the sort of bass half of the intro of the song. So, and once we'd acquired the thing, he was working with a couple of chords that became the intro to that tune, and went off on a whole bender on his own right. And you know, we were happy to indulge that. The early stages of that song was being recorded, or rather rehearsed, in one of the small palace ports in Italy, in a place called Reggio Emilia. And I remember being downstairs, and I could hear this thing, you know, shaking the whole building, and I thought, oh my God, this is absolutely marvelous, you know, this thing. It sounds like a spaceship taking off. It's got this huge engine aspect of it, you know, all that compressed sound into one early form of... it's the early sampler, isn't it? You know, the mellotron and the Chamberlin, and perhaps best described as a Frankenstein from many disembodied parts.
We'll be right back.
has come to end. Has life again destroyed life? Do they play elsewhere? Do they know more than their childhood games? Maybe the lizard and tail. This is the end of man's long human earth.
Genesis Revisited, the song Deja Vu I heard was originally going to be a Peter Gabriel track sung by Paul Carrack. Is that true?
Yeah. Originally, at the time of selling England by the Pound, so during the years 1972 to 73, we had rehearsed part of that number, but it wasn't finished. And I felt it was a glorious gem, and long lamented the fact that it didn't get done. So I remembered what Pete had contributed to the tune, and added various things to finish it. Obviously, I asked him if he was, if you know how he felt about the idea, and he said, "Yep, well, why don't we do that and just you know, call it 50-50." So that was you know, that was fine. I would have loved to have heard, you know, his version of that completed, because it had something that it had this kind of quality that Genesis seemed to capture, this idea of something that was both poignant and yet somehow optimistic at the same time. Genesis seemed to you know, pose this riddle every time, but I think that was where it worked, the kind of bittersweet quality of that you were never quite sure if you were being uplifted or being depressed by it, in a sense. Strange sort of stirrings of all sorts of repressed British emotions, I guess.
A book that falls apart, with a missing last page. All the past's a frozen wasteland. We can't take back the fruit you once enjoyed. But now I know I've been this way before.
I think the moment in the album when all of us were really sure that Chris Squire was on board was the beginning of Tall Ships, and that's actually the point where he really starts to shine through. So tell us about that.
Well, the song was written around a bass riff of Chris's. He was trying out a new bass guitar that I think he'd been given, and he was in my studio in Twickenham here, which is 10 miles outside London, England. He was plugged in, and he started playing something, and I said, that sounds really good. Do you think you could play the same thing again? Because if you can, I think we could turn it into a tune. And he said, yeah, I think I can remember that. So the first thing we put down was Chris's bass line. I think we did it to a click, otherwise known as a metronome. And we basically hung the rest of the tune on that, and Chris takes the lead vocals on that one, on the verses, and then we all kick in on the chorus with the harmonies. So it was something that was written in that kind of organic, spontaneous way. It's almost as if it's, you take a spontaneous idea and you work on it. It's very much the way I used to work on things with Genesis back in the old days, and it's almost as if it's a kind of refined jam, except that obviously the difference between being in a rehearsal room with a fully kitted up band and the idea of working with a small box known as the computer, which is basically the studio in itself, it's almost as if it's a little bit through the looking glass, really. Things are done in miniature, and things can be added and subtracted in a way that we only would have dreamed of in the early days. So the last thing that was hung on the whole thing, having been mapped out on computer, was the drums. Various things got added along the way, of course, all of the detail. And if anyone has got a chance to hear that track, 5.1, I do recommend it, because there's lots of detail that stereo doesn't really pick up. I mean, you can hear those things, but to separate them out, it makes a total difference to the listening experience of that track. So if it's a journey that you're looking for, I would suggest the surround sound experience for that one.
Thank you.
That's Steve Hackett and Chris Squire, and they call themselves Squagget, and that is the new album, A Life Within a Day, and that's track two from that, Tall Ships. And before that, Steve Hackett from the Watcher of the Skies, Genesis Revisited, from back in 1996, and that is a song called Deja Vu. And before that, Genesis from 1972 from the album Foxtrot, and we heard the song Watcher of the Skies. Before that, Manfred Mann's Earth Band from 1980, the album is Chance, and the song is For You, a Bruce Springsteen cover. Another one of, that's at least three of them I can think of that Manfred Mann covers and really does a great job. And that's a young Trevor Rabin on guitar there. And that's a wrap for part two right here on the
Canvas Prager. Yeah.